Hello, and welcome to Whole Food Plant-Based Nutrition. This is your volunteer programmer, Babs Felix, from Sun Sounds of Arizona. At Whole Food Plant-Based Nutrition, we would like to offer you information to improve your health by considering various lifestyle options. Our articles come from different sources, which we will always identify. The information presented is for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not intended to replace the advice of your medical doctor or other healthcare professional with whom you consult. Here are some articles on whole food plant-based nutrition. And we're going to start it off with an article from the Dr. McDougall Health and Medical Center. Struggling with emotional eating? These small steps can help. It's common to reach for food when you're stressed, tired, or looking for comfort. During the 12-day McDougall program, Medical Director Anthony Lim, MD, JD, gives a powerful talk on emotional eating that resonates deeply with participants. He helps people understand the why behind their eating habits and offers a compassionate path forward. Here are five small but effective strategies our participants find helpful when that familiar urge hits. 1. Take a short walk. Even 5 minutes of movement can help shift your mindset and break the cycle. 2. Call or text someone. Connecting with a friend or loved one can bring comfort and calm. 3. Make a cup of tea. This simple ritual creates a moment of pause and helps soothe the senses. 4. Write it down. Put your thoughts on paper. No filter, no pressure, just release. And 5. Don't wait too long to eat real meals. Getting too hungry can make it harder to make supportive choices. That's why we teach people to eat until satisfied with the right foods. And here's a quote from Dr. John McDougall. If you must alleviate your frustration by eating, eat the right foods. And I'm going to be reading some short snippets from the Healthy World Sedona newsletter from May the 1st, 2025. And here's one. May. Hooray for May, so fresh, so bright, with flowers dancing in the light. Plant-powered joy is on our plate. We laugh, we glow, we feel so great. And another short one from them, honoring Earth Mothers and Mother Earth. This Mother's Day, which already has passed, but this gives you something to think about. This Mother's Day, let's celebrate not only the mothers who raised us, but also Mother Earth, who nourishes life in all its many forms. Choosing a vegan lifestyle is a beautiful way to honor both by embracing compassion, health, and sustainability. Plant-based meals show love for our bodies and respect for our home planet, reducing harm to animals and lessening our environmental footprint. As we offer gratitude to the women who nurtured us, we can also express our love to Mother Earth by making mindful choices that protect her beauty and bounty for generations to come. It's a heartfelt celebration of life, love, and conscious living. This is how we celebrate vitality. You're listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona bringing you whole food, plant-based nutrition. And next, from nutritionfacts.org, How to Slow Cancer Growth by Dr. Michael Greger, MD. Many of us have tumors growing inside us right now. While most people develop cancer, slowing its growth can help us unknowingly live with it rather than die from it. One cancer cell never hurt anyone. Two cancer cells never hurt anyone. But a billion cancer cells, that's when we start getting into trouble. So we have to slow, even reverse, the division and growth of cancer cells. We all have cells that could grow into tumors, but if we slow them down, our immune systems may have a chance to clean them up before they hurt us. Take breast cancer, for example, the most common internal cancer among American women. Like all cancers, it starts with a single cell. If you look at a photograph taken under a microscope of an actual breast cancer cell, which then divides and becomes two cells, then four, then eight, and so on. Every time the cells divide, the tiny tumor doubles in size. It only needs to double about 30 times, and we're up to a billion cancer cells, which is a tumor just large enough to be felt and picked up by mammography. Even though a tumor only has to double 30 times, it may take anywhere from about 50 days to 1,000 days for a cancer cell to double just once. So that means from the time that first cell mutates, it takes between a few years and nearly a century before it grows to show up as a little tumor that we can see. The shortest known interval between exposure to a carcinogen and the development of cancer is about 18 months, which is when some of the first leukemia cases started appearing after Hiroshima. Cancer needs time to grow, and for most solid tumors, meaning non-blood tumors, cancer takes decades to develop. Check it out. The ovarian cancer you get diagnosed with an average age of 62 started growing 44 years earlier. So, you've had cancer since you were 18 years old. You just didn't know it. Some breast cancers may even start in the womb before we are even born and may depend in part upon what your mom ate. The process of cancer development happens in stages. The first stage is cancer initiation, the irreversible DNA mutation that turns that first cell bad. But then we move to the promotion stage of cancer, which is reversible. If we don't promote the tumor growth, it can stay hidden forever or even disappear. When I was a teen, I ate a lot of processed meat, bacon, hot dogs, known human carcinogens, meaning that they cause cancer. I very well may have mutated one of the cells in my colon. It can take 50 years for colon cancer to show up after it's been initiated. Cancer may have been initiated by a DNA mutation, but if we don't promote it, if we keep it dormant, if we slow it down, we may be able to even reverse its growth. I mean, I don't care if the cancer shows up 100 years from now. I don't imagine I'll be around to worry about it. Take prostate cancer. Most men die with prostate cancer then because of it. According to autopsy studies in Japan, there is about as much hidden prostate cancer there as we have in the United States. But their risk of dying from prostate cancer was 40 times lower until they started westernizing their diets and started eating more like us, with more animal foods and fewer plants. Japan has among the longest life expectancies, but when Japanese men finally do die, many have tiny prostate tumors. But they die with their cancer instead of from their cancer. By their 60s, the majority of men, nearly two-thirds, have tiny prostate cancer tumors, whether they know it or not, and nearly one in three men in their 30s is already brewing cancer in their prostates. Similarly, if you look at forensic autopsies of middle-aged women, more than a third were already harboring cancer in their breast when they were only in their 40s. Yet the risk of dying from breast cancer at that age is less than 1%. In fact, your cumulative risk of ever dying from breast cancer in your lifetime is less than 4%. So, most breast cancers, just like most prostate cancers, grow slowly, that you can live your whole life not even knowing that you have them. It's like atherosclerosis. About half of young Americans already have atherosclerotic plaques, the hardening of their coronary arteries, by their 20s. So what we think of as diet and lifestyle prevention for both of our leading killers, heart disease and cancer, may actually be diet and lifestyle treatment. At this very moment, many of us have tumors growing inside of us, so we can't wait until later to start eating healthier. We have to start now. How can we slow down and even reverse cancer while it's still microscopic? Well, for prostate and breast cancers, those tissues tend to be sensitive to growth-promoting hormones. Scientists from UCLA placed women on a plant-based diet with exercise and found that the levels of all measured growth hormones in their blood dropped dramatically within 2 weeks. What would that do to cancer? The researchers drew the women's blood before and after those 2 weeks and dripped them onto three types of breast cancer cells growing in petri dishes. Here's the before. Cancer growth powering away at 100%. And here's the after. After just 2 weeks of eating healthfully and walking, the blood of the women on the plant-based diet reduced their cancer growth rates by 12%, and cancer cell death, or apoptosis, shot up 24% after just 2 weeks of moving on a plant-based diet. The blood circulating throughout their entire bodies was that much more inhospitable to cancer. At this very moment, many of us have tumors growing inside of us, so we can't wait until we're older to start eating and living healthier. We have to start right now, tonight. And here is a simple recipe from Healthy World Sedona for enchilada sauce. And this is adapted from the Happy Herbivore cookbook. In a saucepan, stir all together and bring to a boil the following ingredients. 2 tablespoons of all-purpose flour. If you want to be gluten-free, you can substitute 1 tablespoon of cornstarch. 1 teaspoon of unsweetened cocoa. 2 tablespoons of chili powder. 1 teaspoon of dried oregano or marjoram. 2 teaspoons of ground cumin. 2 teaspoons of granulated garlic powder, 2 cups of vegetable broth, 1 cup of water, a 16-ounce can of tomato sauce, and optional is salt to taste. So stir it all together in your saucepan and bring it to a boil, and you've got a simple enchilada sauce. You are listening to Whole Food Plant-Based Nutrition coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona. And from Forks Over Knives, plant-based pros on the books that they recommend again and again. By Courtney Davidson, April 15th, 2025. We don't have time for all of the books, but I'm going to highlight the best ones. The right book at the right time can change your life. We ask plant-based experts to share books that have left a lasting impression on them, from groundbreaking guides to innovative cookbooks, inspiring memoirs, and more. Whether you're just starting out or looking to reinvigorate your plant-based journey, these titles offer knowledge, encouragement, and a fresh dose of motivation. And the first book is the book behind Bill Clinton's life-changing plant-based diet. And the title of the book is Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease by Caldwell B. Esselstyn Jr., MD. Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn's Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease may very well be the most important health book ever written. It's the science-backed, detailed guide that Dr. Esselstyn used to remedy heart disease for scores of his patients and now legions of people around the world. The book, which includes 150 mouth-watering recipes from his wife, Anne, is a must-read for anyone who wants to render heart disease as nothing more than a paper tiger. And that was recommended by Brian Wendell, the founder of Forks Over Knives. Our next book is Diet for a New America: How Your Food Choices Affect Your Health, Your Happiness, and the Future of Life on Earth by John Robbins. John Robbins' Diet for a New America was the first book that opened my eyes and made me want to remove animal products from my diet. Published in 1987, this book pioneered the plant-based movement and sparked my personal growth and career path. Diet for a New America is in its 25th anniversary edition and is still a valuable read. And that was recommended by Drina Burton, author of Drina's Kind Kitchen, 100 plus whole foods, vegan recipes to enjoy every day. The next one is Plant Use Scrappy Cooking by Carly Bodrug. I loved Plant Use Scrappy Cooking, Carly Bodrug's second cookbook, which came out last year. It makes you realize that almost everything you think is waste can actually be used for cooking in exceptionally creative ways. It's easy to get into a pattern of throwing things away, like zucchini rinds, broccoli bottoms, lemon seeds, and date pits, but Bod Rug shows you how to transform them into sauces, jams, coffee, and much more. And this was recommended by Cyrus Kambada, PhD, co-author of Mastering Diabetes. And here's a double book recommendation, How Not to Die and Finding Ultra. How Not to Die by Michael Greger, MD, is a classic that I love and consistently recommend. Another of my favorites is Finding Ultra, Rich Roll's book about turning his life around. He went from an overeating, out-of-shape lawyer who couldn't make it up the stairs to a plant-based ultra-athlete competing triathlons on each of Hawaii's islands in under a week. This was recommended by Katie Simmons, Chicago-based personal chef and founder of Plants Rule. The next one is Escape, Breaking Free from a Self-Made Prison. One book I'd recommend to Forks Over Knives readers is Tim Kaufman's Escape, Breaking Free from a Self-Made Prison. It's about Kaufman's journey from obesity and addiction to health. His story is relatable and inspirational, a testimonial that shows how changing your lifestyle can help you to overcome life's challenges. This was recommended by Darshana Thacker Wendell, author of Forks Over Knives Flavor. The next book read recommended is titled The Whole Story by John Mackey, who is co-founder and former CEO of Whole Foods Market. I highly recommend diving into John Mackey's latest masterpiece, The Whole Story. With the narrative flow of a captivating novel, Mackey tells the story of Whole Foods and intricately weaves his transition to a vegan, whole food, plant-based lifestyle, offering profound insights into his personal evolution. Moreover, the book explores his bold decision to sell his brainchild to the wealthiest suitor in the world. Trust me, it's a page-turner. And this was recommended by Rip Esselstyn, founder of Plant Strong and the author of The Engine 2 Diet. Our next book is The Homemade Vegan Pantry, The Art of Making Your Own Staples. Miyoko Shinner is a legend in the plant-based movement, and in The Homemade Vegan Pantry, she provides readers with an essential guidebook for creating many plant-based staples at home, such as sausages, pasta, sour cream, and vegetable stock, instead of purchasing highly processed alternatives at the store. A few of my favorite oil-free recipes in the book are oil-free eggless mayo, creamy soy milk, and nice thick non-dairy yogurt. Some recipes have added sugars, oils, and salt, but you can omit them in many cases. And this book was recommended by Sharon Palmer, MSFS, RDN, founder of The Plant-Powered Dietitian. And what do you know, we did get through all of the books that are recommended. And this includes the next five from a single reviewer. the China study, the starch solution, food is climate, the pleasure trap, and why we love dogs, eat pigs, and wear cows. My all-time top recommendations are always the China study by T. Colin Campbell, PhD, and the starch solution by John McDougall, MD. More recently, I've recommended Glenn Mercer's Food is Climate several times. It's a short, factual read, with the second half of the book being recipes to help the reader start eating plant-based. The Pleasure Trap by Doug Listley, PhD, and Alan Goldhammer, DC, and Why We Love Dogs, Eat Pigs, and Wear Cows by Melanie Joy are books I often suggest to those looking to dive a little deeper into the plant-based lifestyle. And those recommendations were by Rachel J. Brown, author of For Fork's Sake, A Quick Guide to Healing Yourself and the Planet Through a Plant-Based Diet. You've been listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona, bringing you whole food plant-based nutrition. This is your volunteer programmer, Babs Felix, thanking you so much for listening today, and I hope that you have a wonderful and healthful rest of your day. And now, stay tuned for more interesting programming coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona.